Y'all said he did a good job? Did you say he did a good job? Did you say he did a really good job? Hallelujah. 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 Let me see. I think my page turned, but I think I'm about done. Glory to God. Walking in the blessings of God. Walking in the what? Blessings of God. Walking in the blessings of God. Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, you know the story. All these people that come against them in your life, all these things may be coming against you. But Jehoshaphat said, Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Say that. So, Lord, there are some situations that I don't know what to do. But, Lord, from this day forward, my eyes will always, always be upon you. And I expect from you the same results that Jehoshaphat got when I trust you like he did. Hallelujah. And then you know in Acts about Paul and the shipwreck. He said, nobody will be lost. You just do what I say, nobody will be lost. And they all were saved. If you will do what we say as pastors, as other Christians that know God, you'll be able to bypass a lot of stuff that may come your way. You'll be able to turn down that extra bite of food that you know you didn't need. I'm learning to fill my plate small, because if I put a lot on there, and I'll fill up, say, halfway, but if I sit in front of that plate, maybe I'm talking and conversing with somebody, I'll just be nibbling, and before I know it, it's all gone. So there go 400, 500, 600 calories that I didn't need. I'll know that I have to turn that TV off, get off social media or whatever, and get into the Word of God. I'll know that getting up, if it's at 5:30, 5:15, or if it's putting down something at 6 o'clock, or just staying up to 9 o'clock to pray with my brothers and sisters, that's going to help me, then that's what I'm going to do. I know of 3, 4, maybe 5 of us to come on all 3 times, all the time. Me, Miss Anna Mae, usually, Kiella, and I don't know. I think those are the 3 that I know of. Pam, usually. Though, you know, sometimes something might come up and we might miss. So I'm saying, if we can come on all 3 times, can't you find one? Everybody stick up your fan. Ask your neighbor. Say, can you find just one? Can you just find just one? Amen. I'm telling you, it'll change your life. I used to say about my husband, he prayeth when he started changing, after he started praying so much. And then I started looking at myself. She changes. She needs to change it too. Amen. Glory to God. He said, Cor, take care of the word. I've entrusted to you. Take care of it. And he said, take care of your body. Take care of your spirit. Take care of your mind. Don't be talking dumb stuff like my mind. I can't remember anything. I don't ever know what I do with anything. I get a little frustrated. I said, Lord, I'm tired of this. I don't know where I put that. But don't say I can't ever remember. Just say I don't remember it right now. And I said, Holy Spirit, I know you know where it is. I always tell Holy Spirit, I had 2 or 3 different things yesterday. I had looked for something for so long, and I said, I'm not looking anymore. Holy Spirit, I know you know where it is. It wasn't long before I put my hand on it. So I want you to know that God wants you walking in his blessings all the time, every day of your life. There's nothing that comes upon you that has attacked you. They try to take you out. Don't you know God wants you to live, but the devil wants to take you out? He wants you to stop being what God called you to become. So you make up your mind, I'm going to seek his face till I know who I am, what I'm supposed to do, and then I'm going to get busy doing that.